Have you ever thought about how, like, sometimes knowing what someone doesn't like tells you just as much about them as what they do like? So today we're putting that idea to the test, diving deep into, get this, what Leo men dislike.
Oh, interesting.
We're breaking down this really interesting article by astrologer Laura King. It's called Understanding Love Astrology: What Leo Man Dislikes in a Woman. Ready to decode this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it. This is gonna be fun.
All right. So right off the bat, King, she doesn't hold back, you know? She dives right into those personality traits that are a huge turnoff for a Leo man. We're talking insecurity, neediness, dishonesty. Like, she goes there.
Yeah, and it's not even just about, listing those traits, but it's about like understanding why those things are such big no-nos for a Leo man. And I mean, Leo, fire sign, right? Ruled by the sun. So naturally, confidence and authenticity, that's their vibe. They gravitate toward people who like radiate that same kind of energy,
Oh, totally. And insecurity, it can almost feel like the opposite of that, like, vibrant energy that Leos are known for. I noticed King even specifically calls out concern trolling as a major turnoff for these guys.
Oh, definitely. I feel like that's such a good point. And for anyone who might not be familiar with that term, concern trolling, it's basically when someone tries to disguise criticism or negativity as like concern.
Right, exactly.
And it all circles back to that authenticity thing we were just talking about. Leos value honesty and straight up communication, so they can usually spot those kind of like veiled attempts to manipulate a situation.
Yeah, it's almost like they have that built-in BS detector or something, especially when it comes to relationships.
Right.
And speaking of things that are important in relationships, I thought it was interesting how King highlighted outward appearance as something that really matters to Leo men.
Yeah, I know it might seem like surprising at first glance. But when you think about how Leos are associated with self-respect and that certain like regality, it kind of makes sense. They're drawn to partners who reflect those values in how they present themselves, to the world.
Yeah, and you're right. It's not just about being superficial, right? Like, King even ties it back to self-confidence and taking pride in oneself, which are both qualities that, like, totally resonate with the whole Leo spirit.
Absolutely. And she even gets like surprisingly specific about it too. She mentions stuff like body odor and poorly maintained nails being huge turnoffs for Leo men. It's like this little reminder that even those tiny details, they can actually make a big impression.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like those little things that you might not think about, but they can sometimes make or break that first impression for
Right.
sure. But okay, we've talked about personality and like outward appearance. What about emotional dynamics? How does that factor into what a Leo man is looking for?
So this is where it gets like extra interesting, right? Because King, she talks about how Leo men, yeah, they're fiery, independent, all that, but they actually like really crave that deep connection with someone.
Okay, interesting.
But there's a but.
Uh-oh.
They are super turned off by like emotional dependency, neediness.
Okay, so that seems kind of contradictory. How can someone like crave connection but then be turned off by dependency?
Totally, right? So think of it like this, Leos, naturally radiant, right? They bring this like warmth and passion to their relationships, and they don't want that energy to be like dimmed, by a partner who's constantly leaning on them for validation or happiness.
So it's less about being emotionally unavailable and more about maintaining a sense of independence, even within a relationship.
Yes, exactly. And remember that whole association with the sun, right? Just like the sun shines brightly on its own, a Leo man, he's drawn to someone who has their own like inner light, that inner source of strength and confidence.
Yeah, and that probably makes their connection even stronger because they're coming together as two whole individuals, not because they need each other to like feel complete.
100%, yeah. And King, she uses this phrase, it's so good. She says, Leo men don't want their shine diminished. They want someone who complements their energy, not someone who like accidentally takes away from it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay, this is all starting to make a lot of sense, but what about their social dynamics? I mean, we all know Leos, they kind of like to be the center of attention, right? So how does that play into like choosing a partner?
King actually addresses that head on, and she calls it a fascinating paradox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she says, while a Leo man, he loves attention, he's not really into a partner who's trying to like constantly outshine him in social situations.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like there's this delicate balance to strike. Like they want a partner who's confident, engaging, all of that, but who also like understands and respects their need to shine, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it goes back to that whole equality thing we were discussing, like a healthy relationship. It doesn't matter what your sign is. It thrives on mutual respect and appreciation.
Right. Totally. So it's not that a Leo's partner can't ever be the life of the party or have their moment in the spotlight. It's more about like being aware of not overshadowing them in those situations.
Yeah. It's like reading the room,
yeah.
You know, being in tune with your partner's personality and what they're comfortable with.
Totally. So it seems like navigating a relationship with a Leo man, it's really about understanding all those nuances, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like their need for authenticity, how much they value confidence, and that desire for a partner who shines alongside them, not in competition with them. So we've like really gotten into some key things that might be turnoffs for a Leo man when he's sizing up a potential partner.
Mm.
But before we wrap things up, there's something I've been thinking about. I mean, King, she focuses on these like general Leo man tendencies, right?
Right.
But what about like everyone being different?
Oh, you totally hit on a really important point there. Like it's super interesting to dig into these astrological insights and stuff. But King, she reminds us that every Leo guy out there, just like anyone else, he's shaped by his own like unique experiences.
Exactly. Can't forget about all those individual differences, right? Someone's upbringing, their values, past relationships, all that stuff. It shapes who they are and what they're looking for in a partner.
Totally. It's like astrology can give us this helpful, I don't know, like framework for understanding certain, you know, patterns or tendencies, but it doesn't tell the whole story.
Right.
It'd be like having a general map. You know, it can point you in the right direction,
yeah.
But you got to navigate the like the actual terrain yourself.
That's such a good way to put it. So someone listening who's like maybe interested in a Leo man, they need to keep those individual differences in mind, you know, not get too caught up in the like astrology stereotypes.
For sure. At the end of the day, just be yourself. Show up authentically and let the relationship unfold naturally from there.
Right. Because, I mean, that's what we all want, to be like loved and appreciated for who we really are.
100%. And yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Understanding these astrological insights, they can be really interesting and even spark some like, you know, really great conversations. But when you get down to it, it's that genuine connection, those shared values, and of course, that mutual respect that really makes a relationship last.
So true. Well, I think that's a good place for us to wrap up this super fascinating deep dive into, the inner workings of a Leo man. It's been really enlightening.
It really has.
For our amazing listeners, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, the most important thing is always being true to you. Until next time.